The formula can't be made fast enough. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Production is up and running again at a baby formula plant in Michigan.
The reopening of this plant is a step in the right direction, but it's not a quick fix to the baby formula shortage. Abbott will start making Ellacare formula today and says some of that will be available to customers as early as June 20th. That specialty brand was not part of the voluntary recall in mid-February. The company hasn't told us when it'll start making the two brands that were recalled, but once it does, Abbott says it could take up to 2 months before the product hits store shelves.
Fox's Grady Trimble. Filling up the gas tank is costing more today than it did yesterday, 5 cents a gallon more. AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular is $4.81. An update out of Phoenix where gunfire sent people running overnight.
Many rounds were shot into this crowd of people.
Sergeant Andy Williams, 9 people were shot at a strip mall. According to Fox 10, a female victim died. A West Virginia sheriff's deputy was shot and killed last night. A second deputy was hurt while responding to an incident at a home. One suspect is charged with murder. Police say a second suspect was killed in the shootout. Compromise on gun legislation is being sought in the Senate. Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General John O'Connor is confident common ground can be found.
The real culprit's not a gun. The real culprit is either criminals or people who either long-term or temporarily are dealing with depression or some type of mental illness.
The renewed push for congressional action comes after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas that killed 21 people. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
South Florida is getting a soaking. What could become Tropical Storm Alex later today is flooding roadways in Miami. First responders there have carried out more than 100 water rescues.
Luckily, so far, there haven't been no injuries. We're happy about that. We were able to get to everyone quickly. We prepared for this. We had additional resources.
Police Lieutenant Pete Sanchez, in Cuba, the storm is being blamed for 2 deaths. Lately, it's been a seller's market, and that's especially true for the Boy Scouts.
Be prepared is the motto of the Boy Scouts of America. But in the wake of declining numbers following numerous lawsuits relating to child sexual abuse claims, the organization has been forced to pay compensation to thousands of victims. In order to meet those mounting penalties, the BSA is preparing to divest themselves of much of the property that has been accumulated over the decades. It's estimated that the Scouts own up to 2,000 campgrounds that could be worth as much as $10 billion. Conservationists, government officials, and other interested parties are now scrambling to find ways of preserving those parcels as open space. Local land trusts are working with state and federal officials to find the funds to purchase a lot of that land before developers can get their hands on it. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
More celebrations in Britain in honor of Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne.
So far this weekend, we've seen the Trooping of Color military parade, a flyover, a beacon lighting ceremony, and a church service. There's also a pageant tomorrow and a concert tonight with performers who are just as excited. A lot of the streets here are closed for street parties. Stores and streets are decorated. People are still sending their well wishes and giving all of their respect to this monarch who has now led for 7 decades.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.